Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
When you sell your cattle with Superior Livestock, they're all about getting top dollar on each and every one of your animals. Danny Jones, president of Superior Livestock, says one way that they do that is to encourage cattle producers to become BQA certified. Identifying your cattle ranch as a BQA certified operation allows cattle buyers to know you do the right thing.
If your ranch is BQA certified, then we want that up when your cattle sell, because it sends a message. Not only have you taken the time to go get that BQA certification, and hopefully it's creating more value in your cattle, but it also tells a buyer not only your vaccinations being handled right, and that sort of thing, but also says that you care about what you do. Buyers want to know that you're proud of what you produce, and we want to help you recognize that.
Learn more by going to superiorlivestock.com or call 1-800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, today's livestock futures were a mixed bag. We had live cattle down slightly, with the December lives down 15 at 107.97. We had some 108 cash trade in Kansas today, which was, of course, disappointing. And it's been working lower, and so has box beef, both lower here. The February live cattle down 25 at 110.82. April, 115 even. Everybody was hoping for that April to get to 120, and it just never could quite get there. Feeder cattle were mixed. The January was the only one down. It was down 22 at 137.57. The Marches were down, up 35 cents at 138.52. Initially this morning, they started off lower, but did come bouncing back. Midday box beef was down hard. It was down $3.88 at $226.92, nearly $20 off of its high for choice. Select was down $3.06 at $206.42 on 92 loads. The choice select spread is now $20.50. The kill today was 115,000. Last week was 122,000. So 7,000 less. We need to get that number back up there. Week to date, 241,000. Week to date, it was about 245,000. And again, 108 cash trade. Looks like overall big runs here, big fall runs. Oklahoma City yesterday had almost 17,000 head.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hattie, what do you want for Christmas?
Dad, I want a new Kubota L2501.
Why a new Kubota?
Because right now Great Plains Kubota has the best price, the best tractor, and the best warranty.
You're right, Hattie. Great Plains Kubota also has a best price guarantee and an exclusive 10-year, 2,000-hour powertrain warranty. So this one's easy. You don't even need to ask Santa. Just visit gpkubota.com.
Great Plains Kubota, the brand that works for you.
Today's grain futures were down, mostly on ideas that we have no severe drought forecasted in the southern hemisphere, specifically Argentina and Brazil. It looks like their corn crops are going to be more acres, but also at least an average yield with forecasted rains over the next 10 days or so. It looks like the rainfall is going to be somewhat spotted, but the fact that it's not going to be dry has really pressured the market here. We've also not seen too much out of China in terms of U.S. corn and bean sales. That was such a hot topic for so long, but the last month or so, we really have been extremely quiet, and that's why we're lower here. Corn finished the day down 2 to 4 cents lower. It put December corn down 2.5 at 417. March corn down 4.25 at 420.25. Soybeans were 11 to 13 cents lower here on kind of the front end. January down 12 3/4 of a cent at 1146, about 54 cents off of its high. It's amazing how fast the grain markets can sell off. The wheats, Kansas City down 6 to 9 cents. It looks like Australia is going to have a huge crop. Canada had a big crop. Russia, Ukraine, etc. are all going to have decent crops this year. And that's alleviating any fear of any sort of shortage whatsoever for the wheat. And Chicago wheat just followed it right on down 7 to 8 cents.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.